Pharmacy Nation, I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 171. In this episode, I'll discuss an article on push-dose norepinephrine, answer the drug information question, what is the dose of methylene blue for cardiac surgery-related vasoplegia, and share a resource for hereditary angioedema. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode171. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The article for this episode recently appeared in a weekly literature digest for members of my Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. Every week, I send Academy members a summary of the most important Critical Care Pharmacy articles, including my analysis of where the article fits in practice. The literature summary is brief, relevant, and presented in audio and video format. You can find out more at pharmacyjoe.com/academy. The article for this episode is titled Norepinephrine Intermittent Intravenous Boluses to Prevent Hypotension During Spinal Anesthesia for Cesarean Delivery, a Sequential Allocation Dose Finding Study. The lead author is Desiree Onwuochi, and this was published in Anesthesia and Analgesia, February 2017. While push-dose vasopressor use is anecdotally reported in critical and emergency medicine scenarios, peer-reviewed data is limited to obstetric patients. Phenylephrine is most commonly used, but it is thought to cause reduced cardiac output. Norepinephrine adds beta-adrenergic activity compared to the pure alpha activity of phenylephrine. This results in greater heart rate and cardiac output. The ideal push dose of norepinephrine is unknown. The study authors sought to determine the effective norepinephrine dose when given as intermittent intravenous boluses to prevent postspinal hypotension in 90% of women undergoing elective cesarean delivery. They called this the ED90 or effective dose 90. The study was a prospective, double-blind, sequential allocation dose-finding study. 40 term pregnant women undergoing elective cesarean delivery under spinal anesthesia received a set of intermittent norepinephrine boluses of either 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 micrograms every time their systolic blood pressure fell to below 100% of baseline. The primary outcome was the success of the norepinephrine regimen to maintain systolic blood pressure at or above 80% of baseline from induction of spinal anesthesia to delivery. The estimated ED90 of norepinephrine was 5.49 micrograms with a 95% confidence interval of 5.15 to 5.83 micrograms. The authors concluded the use of intermittent IV norepinephrine boluses to prevent spinal-induced hypotension in elective cesarean delivery seems feasible and was not observed to be associated with adverse outcomes. Practically, we suggest an ED90 dose of 6 micrograms. Further work is warranted to elucidate the comparative effects of intermittent IV bolus doses of phenylephrine and norepinephrine in terms of efficacy and safety. I discussed push-dose vasopressors back in episode 4. If a push-dose vasopressor will prevent the patient from a complication of profound hypotension, then I think it should be given. But my general opinion is that in the event of severe hypotension, a pharmacist at the bedside should make preparations for vasopressor infusions to avoid repeated dosing of push-dose vasopressors. Push-dose vasopressor use means the physician is playing the role of smart pump instead of the role of resuscitationist in an emergency. All of the trial data for push-dose vasopressors that I can find is in obstetric patients. I've yet to see anything other than anecdotal information on the use of push-dose vasopressors in critically ill patients. The dose of phenylephrine IV pushed used in obstetric patients is 100 to 200 micrograms, and this seems to be the dose that is anecdotally effective in critically ill patients. It's just as reasonable, then, to extrapolate the results of this trial to critically ill patients. Therefore, if push-dose norepinephrine is used, the dose of 6 micrograms found in this study serves as a starting point. The drug information question for this episode is, what is the dose of methylene blue for cardiac surgery-related vasoplegia? Most studies suggest a dose of methylene blue of 1.5 to 2 milligrams per kilo IV. Vasoplegic syndrome occurs in a minority of patients during or after cardiopulmonary bypass. The syndrome is characterized by hypotension, high or normal cardiac outputs, a low systemic vascular resistance, and increased requirements for fluids and vasopressors. Methylene blue is typically used for vasoplegia during the perioperative period only as a drug of last resort. Methylene blue is thought to restore vascular tone by inhibiting the response of blood vessels to cyclic GMP-dependent vasodilators. The resource for this episode is the website All About Hereditary Angioedema. This website has information for healthcare professionals about diagnosing, treating, and managing hereditary angioedema. Direct downloads of hereditary angioedema treatment algorithms are available. You can get a link to this website in my show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode171. Hereditary angioedema is an extremely rare disease. Fortunately, it seems that for every rare disease, there is an internet-based society that provides resources to healthcare professionals. Here are some examples of rare diseases with such resources that I have previously discussed. Long QT syndrome in episode 151, porphyria in episode 41, and neuroleptic malignant syndrome and malignant hyperthermia in episode 40. Whenever I encounter a patient with a rare disease, I'll search for a disease-specific organization that provides resources for healthcare professionals. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.